This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As the United States House of Representatives prepared to vote Wednesday on articles of impeachment for President Donald Trump, Mr. Trump's personal lawyer is laying out his role in ousting America's former top diplomat in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Rudy Giuliani's portraying himself as directly involved in bumping Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, and he's giving details indicating how much the president knew. Giuliani tells the New York Times he gave information to the president about how Yovanovitch was getting in the way of investigations that could politically benefit the president, who in turn passed the information to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Weeks later, Yovanovitch was ordered home to the U.S. Giuliani says both the president and Pompeo relied on his information, telling the Times he simply gave them the facts. If it was up to him, Giuliani says, quote, "If I was attorney general, I would have kicked her out. I mean, Secretary of State." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. employers posted more jobs in October in a sign of a solid economy. AP's Rita Foley has more.
For nearly a year and a half, there have been more job openings than unemployed people. Now, another sign the job market remains strong. Employers posted more job openings in October. The Labor Department says the number of available positions rose 3.3% to nearly 7.3 million. That suggests that businesses remain confident enough in the economy to create more jobs. The number of open jobs is down from a year ago, but it was at a record high level then, 7.6 million. And the number of jobs is still historically high. Rita Foley, Washington.
You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. You can check out our mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. Pakistan has sentenced former dictator General Pervez Musharraf to death for treason. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Pakistan has sentenced former dictator General Pervez Musharraf to death in a treason case, but it's most unlikely the punishment will be carried out. The case relates to the state of emergency Musharraf had imposed in 2007 when he placed several key judges under house arrest. He came to power after ousting former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in a 1999 bloodless coup. Now, this is the first time in the nation's history that a former army chief and ruler of the country has been sentenced to death. Sentenced in absentia, Musharraf has been out of the country since 2016 when he was allowed to leave on bail to seek medical treatment abroad, and he's unlikely to return. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has removed the shroud of secrecy from clergy sex abuse cases. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Pope Francis has abolished the use of the Vatican's highest level of secrecy in clergy sexual abuse cases. Victims and their advocates say the move to get rid of the pontifical secrecy rule was long overdue. But they caution that proof of its effectiveness would come when the Catholic hierarchy is forced to respond to inquiries, grand jury subpoenas, and prosecutors who want all internal documentation about abusers. Francis had faced criticism that the high level of confidentiality on abuse cases has been used to protect pedophiles, silence victims, and keep law enforcement from investigating. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Accidental overdoses cause 90% of all U.S. opioid-related deaths, while suicides account for far fewer of these deaths than previously thought. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Researchers say rising use of heroin and illicit, highly potent synthetic opioids, including fentanyl, has likely contributed to the unintentional death rate, which surged by 9 times between 2000 and 2017. The study was led by government researchers who analyzed death certificates for people age 15 and older. They found that suicides accounted for 4% of all opioid-related deaths. Mark Ulfson, a Columbia University psychiatrist and co-author of the new analysis, says knowing that most overdoses are accidental puts the primary focus of care more squarely on the patient's addiction, although doctors should still evaluate their mental health. I'm Shelley Adler.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline, even if they don't resolve key political disputes by that time. They previously missed 2 deadlines in an effort to form the government, one in May and one in November. They signed a peace deal in September 2018. Marissa Melton, VOA News.